It's on Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Brain tumors once thought inoperable can now be removed without a single incision. The procedure is called gamma knife surgery, but it doesn't use an actual knife. It's actually using small, highly precise doses of radiation to target the cancer. Dr. Shannon Kahn joins us now. She's a radiation oncologist at Emory St. Joseph's Hospital in Atlanta and assistant professor of radiation oncology at Emory University School of Medicine. Hi there, Shannon.
Hi, Celeste. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. Also with us is Lynn Wyatt. She's a cancer survivor and had gamma knife surgery. Lynn, it's good to speak with you as well.
Good morning. Thank you.
Are you okay with that title, cancer survivor?
Yeah, definitely. It beats the heck out of any other title, which might be, you know,
fighter, current fighter, or otherwise.
Exactly, exactly. It connotes a very strong, I think, vision, and that's kind of how I feel about it. It is a fight, and I'm surviving it.
Did you have concerns? The doctor is going to explain to us how Gamma Knife works, but when they first approached you and said, here's your different options for treatment, and Gamma Knife was one of them, what kind of information did you use? How difficult was that decision?
It wasn't a difficult decision at all, because when you have brain tumors, really, the typical and historical way of dealing with them is opening up your skull and taking them out. And I'm somewhat lucky in the sense that my brain tumors are not quite similar to, say, a typical brain tumor or cancer tumor, in the sense that they're a little bit smaller. They don't tend to have roots and things like that. So they're a little easier to treat. So something like a gamma knife is actually perfect for treating my tumors because they're somewhat quick, they're painless, and it doesn't involve any surgery.
So, Shannon, help us picture in our minds exactly how a gamma knife works. This is very expensive equipment, I might add, so there's not a huge number of places that are able to do this.
Right. So the cost of the machine itself limits the availability in especially smaller towns, certain parts of the country. But Gamma Knife is a very sophisticated way to deliver radiation. It is only used for brain radiation. And what it does is really precisely what you said. It delivers a very focused dose of radiation to a very small volume. And because of that, you have very little side effects. The healthy brain tissue is spared, and really what we're doing is targeting the malignant cells, and it gives a very good local control. It's essentially equivalent to taking the tumor out with a significant surgery, with a significant recovery, and instead we do this in about a half of a day procedure.
Why is it only used in brains?
So in order to deliver this type of precise radiation, we have to immobilize the patient. Even 1 millimeter of movement can be a game changer in what we're targeting. So the head, just anatomically, is the only part of the body we can essentially immobilize. And we do this with a head frame. And it sounds and sometimes can look more barbaric than it is, but it is really just a metal apparatus that goes to a very shallow depth in the skull, and it holds the head completely still. And then we can plan this radiation in a sub-millimeter precision. We don't have to take into account the patient moving because, frankly, the patient's head is not able to move once we get this head frame on.
Lynn, you, to a certain extent, got extremely disappointing news first, that cancer you thought was gone had come back in other places of your body.
Correct.
So are you cancer-free now?
At the moment, I am. Yes, I have been cancer-free since, I think, my first MRI was January. So this is actually the longest I have been without having to do a gamma knife, because that's really all we've had to treat since my cancer came back were brain lesions. This is the longest I've gone in forever.
I wish people could see your smiling face.
It's awesome. Well, it's awesome. And if you talk to other cancer survivors, they will tell you the same thing, is we tend to plan our lives in 3-month chunks because I typically get an MRI every 3 months. So I get an MRI and I know, okay, I'm going to make it for this travel. I'm going to be able to go to, all the kids' activities, that sort of a thing. So you just kind of don't take anything for granted long term any longer.
Were you afraid that you had received an end of life diagnosis when the cancer came back?
Absolutely. I mean, Absolutely. The good news is they call this a chronic illness these days, and they treat it very similarly to diabetes in the sense that I will be on chemotherapy for the rest of my life. Period. End of discussion, because that's what keeps the cancer out of my body. But when you hear that you're stage four, which is something I very rarely refer to, you know, everybody hears that and thinks it's a death sentence. And you have to give yourself time to work through that. At least I did. And you kind of go through this whole progression of emotions. You know, one, you're really mad because it wasn't supposed to come back. I was stage zero practically when I originally had breast cancer. So you're mad, and then you're sad, and then you're thinking about the ideas of, will I see my kids graduate high school? Let alone, will I get to see them get married and have grandchildren? And I mean, then you've got to get to the point, and this is where I think it's key. Not everybody gets to this point. You get to this point where you either fight it or you go back to bed. And every single time, I've got two young children who are 12 and 9, you fight it. There just in my life is no other option.
Shannon, who are the ideal patients for Gamma Knife, and who are the patients for whom it really won't work?
So the very fortunate thing about Lynn is that she has had several areas that we have treated in the brain in different areas. They have always been small, and they haven't been innumerable where we can't catch up to it. So people with small tumors are great candidates, and we really look at the whole volume of what we're trying to treat. There is really no magic number as to who can get Gamma Knife or who cannot, but if we're not treating a large volume of the brain, it's the perfect candidate.
What is small in your mind?
I know it's about 3 centimeters or smaller. So
that's very small.
It is a small, but when you're talking about the brain, it's, of course, very valuable real estate, and anything that's larger than that usually has significant symptoms, and in order to get rid of those symptoms immediately, we have to just take the patient to surgery usually. But Lynn has always had very small tumors. We've actually been able to keep up with them. She's had Gamma Knife on numerous occasions.
Six times.
I have the record.
Six times. But this isn't six times every month. So like Lynn said, we treat her, we get a few three-month scans, and every once in a while she'll have one or two new ones pop up. And fortunately, they've been amenable to Gamma Knife again, and we do it. And then I see Lynn again in 3 months, and we talk about our kids. So, yeah, she's had a really wonderful run with it, and, you know, is a very successful patient. It is common that we have to treat patients with Gamma Knife more than once because it can, like Lynn said, it's like a chronic disease, and we have to follow it closely. And when something pops up, we try to catch it early and do it again.
Now, you're at Emory St. Joseph's Hospital, and as I understand, people come from all over the state to get Gamma Knife procedure done.
They do. So Gamma Knife, the technology is pretty special in that it does give a very high dose of radiation, and then even a few millimeters away from what we're targeting, the dose drops off to almost nothing. So, you know, it's superior to a lot of more generalized radiation techniques that can have significant side effects such as memory loss, cognitive changes. We don't really see that with Gamma Knife, and that's why we have these vibrant people like Lynn who are able to talk about it on the positive side.
So you've been through this 6 times. How does that day go?
That it's an easy day, other than the fact that
surgery
no.
on your brain.
So Celeste, so I'll compare and contrast. A day of chemotherapy, for example, okay? You get up, you go, getting chemotherapy is not a big deal. That's not the hard part. The hard part of chemotherapy is day 2, and you crawl into bed and you hurt from head to toe and you're stuck there and your kids can't touch you and they can't talk to you, et cetera, et cetera. Day of Gamma Knife is, other than making me show up at 5:30 in the morning, honestly, is the hardest part. That's my struggle. You come in, you know, they get you ready. You don't feel any pain throughout any of the process. You literally sleep through your MRI. You come back, and then you pretty much sleep through your Gamma Knife. And unlike an MRI, Gamma Knife is actually soothing. It's silent. I literally fall asleep half the time, and then they give me a hard time because I snored. This is what my doctors do.
How loud is the snoring, Shannon?
On a scale of 1 to 10, she's pretty moderate.
Now, some brain surgeries, a patient has to be awake.
Right.
Why can you sleep through Gamma Knife?
So, and a Gamma Knife is really planned based on an MRI finding.
So you have a map already?
We have a map already. So the patient does not really have to cooperate other than lying still, and that's what our head frame does for them. So they're able to sleep. They're able to sneeze, snore, dream, and it doesn't affect our treatment at all. So,
what is the training like? How much do you have to go through, and how significantly different is this from other surgeries you might perform?
So the training is somewhat formalized through the Gamma Knife Corporation manufacturer, but then it's also just something you establish through a typical residency. Through Emory, we treat a lot of brain tumors. So in residency, we have 5 years of training of it, and then it's a career training. So there's no set time. It's just basically years of doing a lot of them.
How many Gamma Knife procedures do you perform?
Oh, goodness, that's a hard question. So we treat 4 days a week, and we treat up to 2 patients per day. Some malignant diagnoses, and then we actually can use Gamma Knife for some benign brain tumors as well, and even some neurologic symptoms. So it's not strictly limited to tumors. That's obviously the biggest volume, but we treat a lot of different things that can be found online through searching for Gamma Knife, and there are a lot of indications for it. It's a remarkable machine that is one of the more rewarding things I get to do every week.
So what are the possibilities? Is this the extent to which Gamma Knife could be used, these kind of tumors that you have removed from Lynn's head, or are there possibilities that it could be used in other surgeries, other types of cancer in the future?
So we were limited with Gamma Knife in that I mentioned earlier we need to have small tumors, and they need to be in relatively good locations of the brain, so not next to something that controls vision, or you can get side effects related to nerve damage. But there are new technologies with Gamma Knife, and Emory actually has a new upgrade to the machine, and we're the third in the country to have this, where we can open up this technology to people with bigger tumors. So 3 centimeters is really no longer our limit with this upgrade. And we can treat things that are close to critical structures. So anything in the brain now should be considered. It's a little bit of a game changer, but Lynn is the ideal candidate. And there are a lot of openings, and it needs to be an individual conversation.
Lynn, have you considered the possibility that you may continue doing Gamma Knife procedures for the rest of your life?
That's exactly what I plan to do. I literally wouldn't be here without Gamma Knife and Dr. Khan. I mean, I've had 21 brain lesions in about a 2-year time frame, which,
holy cow.
Yeah, it usually freaks people out, right? But because of Gamma Knife, I'm sitting here running a very normal life. I'm part of PTA. I'm very active in schools. I'm active in tennis. And it's all because Gamma Knife, and it's not because chemo will debilitate you. Surgery in your head is going to debilitate you at least for a certain time frame. Gamma Knife, I walk out of my medical center and I get back to my life the next day. Absolutely.
Wow. That is Lynn Wyatt, cancer survivor. She had several Gamma Knife surgeries. Her doctor, Dr. Shannon Khan, is a radiation oncologist at Emory St. Joseph's Hospital in Atlanta and teaches at Emory University School of Medicine. Thanks to both of you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.